Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and I forgot I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us.
It really does empower you as a consumer to know that you are voting with your dollars.
Today's guest is Jackie Torres. Jackie is from the North Coast Co-op, and she is the newsletter coordinator. And Jackie, you know, the reason I gave you a call to come down here is that I saw in your newsletter that you're having this series of films to help educate people about food and where their food comes from. I mean, I know the co-op is very involved in, you know, bringing local food to people, but it seems like there's a lot more education that needs to go on.
What's awesome about the co-op is that it solely exists to serve the needs of its members. And oftentimes, that's more than just having food on the shelves. Yes, we try our hardest to make sure there's as much organic, healthy, wholesome, local food in the stores as possible. But sometimes when you're new to a community or when you're new to food nutrition as a way of wellness, you don't understand why things are more expensive or why things are harder to get during a certain season or why you don't get as much nutrients from prepackaged foods and processed foods as you would from fresh foods. So one really effective way of educating people is through entertainment and not reinventing the wheel, but going with the hard work that's already been laid down in that area. And in our community, we have a group of people, co-op members, who take time out of their day or their week and come on down to the co-op to learn about these things. And one of the ways we do that is through movies. So during the winter months, when it's kind of darker earlier and it's cold and we like to be inside, we started the series of free films that we offer to our members, where at the Eureka Co-op in the community kitchen meeting room, we have the film, we have free food, some wholesome food from our deli, coffee and tea, you know, light snacks, GMO-free, mostly organic, to accompany this film watching, and then we have a discussion afterward. Usually the discussion is reaffirming what we've learned in the film, reaffirming why we have the habits that we have, and then sometimes we get a couple of people who are really just blown away, and they start off the next day in a whole new world of eating and a whole new world of possibilities when it comes to finding wellness and getting good food into their life.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I see some of these films and I kind of feel like I'm sort of jaded already. You know, it's kind of like preaching to the choir. You know, I already, you know, that movie fresh. I'm not really sure I want to see it. But I like the idea of doing the discussions afterwards, because sometimes you get either all fired up and you have no place to put that energy, or you have things you just want to talk to other people. You kind of want to find out, do other people feel the same way you do, and kind of have that validation of some of the feelings that you're feeling. So I really like that you're doing that.
The really excellent part about having these movies and discussions at the co-op and with members is that it doesn't end there. We take notes about the discussions and we survey the attendees as to how they felt about the viewing and how they felt about the discussion. And then we take that information and we actually do something with it. The co-op has the Co-op Affairs Committee. That's a group of members, board members, and employees who come together and form how the co-op exists, what we carry, what we're promoting, what we're educating on, based upon how people feel about these educational initiatives, the films, the signs in our stores, the Eat Local Challenge, all of these educational initiatives. We take member feedback and then we go to the Co-op Affairs Committee. That goes to the board of directors, who are elected by our membership. And it really does come full circle.
Can you tell me about maybe a change that happened as a result of either a film or an article or something that was discussed?
Well, this movie series actually started based around the Co-op Affairs Committee had an idea to show The World According to Monsanto, which is one of the films in the series. And so we said, okay, we've got the space in the Eureka Co-op Community Kitchen. Let's show the film for free, invite the community, have some food. And we did that. We got such a positive response that we were able to then put resources into having this full-fledged series of documentaries and films.
Okay.
So that this event in and of itself is an example of that.
So there are several movies that are coming up soon, and I'd like to talk to just a little bit about each of those, if you could. Start with the next one that's going to be coming up.
The next one that will be coming up is The World According to Monsanto. And this film explores the amount of control that this one corporation has over our seed stock, over the materials that it takes to grow those plants and how they've really been a bully in the world of agriculture and sought to control every aspect of our food system.
And that film is coming up February 12th.
February 12th at the Eureka Co-op at 12 and at 6, and it's about a 90-minute film.
Great. And then what is the next film after that?
The next film after that is called The Price of Sugar, narrated by Paul Newman. It is actually in the midst of a lawsuit. One of the sugar companies in the Dominican Republic that this film explores the practices of took issue with being called out on human rights violations, poor working conditions, human trafficking.
And this is especially topical right now because Haitian workers are involved in the sugar production. Is that right?
The majority of these workers in the cane fields in the Dominican Republic are brought across the border illegally, without papers, without any rights, from Haiti.
And you know, I think what's especially important about this film is it shows these are very complex issues, because I think what a lot of people have been hearing recently is, you know, about corn syrup and corn sugars, trying to choose cane over corn, you know, trying to make those decisions. But there are more complex social issues involved here than just those.
It is a very complicated issue. Unfortunately, you have to look for special labels to find humanely produced products nowadays. You have to look for organic. You have to look for fair trade, because otherwise it's pretty much guaranteed that someone's being exploited in the process of making that product. Someone or something, a thing being the earth or the soil.
So just educating yourself as much as you can about these topics so you can make these decisions.
It really does empower you as a consumer to know that you are voting with your dollars, to know that if you choose not to buy the conventional sugar and you go for maybe, say, less of the fair trade sugar, you're not only improving the quality of your life and your health, probably, because you're consuming less sugar, you're making a sound choice that's supporting something that you can really get behind morally and ethically.
Mm-hmm. And is there another movie after that one?
The next movie will be Meet the Truth, and that's on March 12th at 12 noon and 6 p.m. as well. And it's basically a high-profile documentary exposing the meat industry.
That would be Meet the Truth with an A in the meat.
Yes, M-E-A-T, Meet the Truth.
Okay.
And then the next and final film in our winter series will be Eating Alaska. And that's about what happens to a vegetarian who moves to Alaska and wants to eat food.
Okay. Yeah. And the choices are a little more limited there.
Yeah. You don't want to starve.
Okay. Okay. So let's see. Meet the Truth, March 12th. Eating Alaska, March 26th. And if people wanted to get more information about these films, is there a place they can go on the web or a place they can call to get more information?
Absolutely. The only way to attend these films is you have to register with the co-op. You can register online or at customer service at either one of the stores, and you have to be a member.
Okay. And is there a favorite thing that you like to cook?
Potatoes. If there's a God and he or she did anything right in the world, it was potatoes. And the local potatoes in Humboldt County are the tastiest potatoes I have ever tasted ever.
This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking to Jackie Torres.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, do I?
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call our listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU and KHSR for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.